This is Dr. Bill Lampton, the Speech Coach for Champions. Join me weekly for the Speech Coaching Radio Show right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. This episode is brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business, protecting the data that powers your business. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with Jonathan Abramson, a seasoned marketing and public relations professional with 10 plus years of experience and knowledge in the areas of strategic marketing, public relations, crisis communications, social media, branding, and strategic planning. Jonathan's background includes working with both small to mid-sized companies in healthcare, medical device, and nonprofit sector. He has directed national marketing and public relations campaigns that have been featured in media outlets such as the CBS Early Show, USA Today, Reader's Digest, Oprah, PBS, and New York Times, among others, and has won over 10 industry-related awards. Pretty impressive. Jonathan, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me.
So why is public relations so important to small to mid-sized businesses?
Well, Eric, you know, in today's business world, the first things that are, you know, it's such a cluttered market right now, you know, with the 24-hour news cycle, and I'm sure you're calling the election, you could kind of make note of this. It's just, you know, it's kind of an insane news cycle. So, you know, today's business world, immediacy and transparency are two terms that should be of high importance to small businesses, you know, especially trying to establish credibility. And with that 24-hour news cycle, it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of, there's a kind of a good side, a bad side. And you know, depending on the day, you know, I always tell small businesses, you know, with social media, blogs, and forums, you have the opportunity to kind of control your own destiny, control your own brand, make sure that your messaging is correct. You know, there's nothing more important than, you know, your reputation, your business's reputation. So, you know, I always tell them, you know, just make sure that you're always, you know, kind of in touch with what's going on around you, in the media, the local media, and make sure that you're, you know, kind of see how you're perceived and try to control messaging at all times. And especially, you know, if it's a small business or startup, you know, the reputation right out of the gate is really important and crucial to long-term success.
What are common public relation mistakes that should be avoided?
Well, Eric, a couple of things that should be avoided. Number one is, you know, the press release, unless, you know, a company is a Fortune 500 company or you know, a really prominent company in the IT or marketing and healthcare sector, there's no real reason to write press releases and distribute, especially costly software programs like, you know, PR Newswire, Business Wire. The best thing I recommend is to do, you know, do tailored pitches. You know, don't just, you know, try to save money on that end of, you know, trying to kind of, you know, it could be $1,500, $2,000 to get a press release out. And, you know, and if it's not an announcement in a Fortune 500 company, it really kind of loses its steam. So I always say, you know, use tailored pitches. Another common mistake is spinning. You know, a lot of people associate PR with spinning, but, you know, in fact, it really is, you know, managing the messaging, making sure that your pitch is truthful and current. Another tip that should be, you know, kind of be avoided definitely is, and it's a more general one, is, you know, when I see small businesses especially, they really try to write content for just strictly SEO and, you know, repeating keywords and terms. And that kind of, especially with Google changing the algorithm now every 90 days or so, I would really stay away from that and just try to write, you know, copy that's more natural. And like I said prior, you know, stay on messaging and you know, make it sound natural and truthful and honest. Don't write just for SEO purposes, because, you know, in a couple of years that's gonna be thrown out of the window and you know, and consumers could catch on to that. So I always tell small businesses to just, you know, make your pitch truthful and current, you know, use natural language. Don't use cliches or jargon when pitching or writing press releases or press material. And just be, you know, very simple, basic, and anything, you know, that can relate, you know, to anyone, you know, whether it be a CEO or, you know, person that, you know, has no knowledge of your industry or prior. So, you know, staying truthful, honest, and basic, and getting messaging out that's concurrent and consistent.
This episode of Enterprise Radio on EPN is brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business. Folks, when it comes to running a successful business, there are many things you have to get right, like hiring good people. But one thing is often overlooked, and that's protecting the data that powers your business. Did you know that 12,000 laptops are lost or stolen at airports around the globe every single week? Even something as innocent as a spilled drink or leaving your laptop in the backseat of a taxi can spell data loss. 32% of all data loss is caused by human error. Even a single incident of data loss isn't cheap. It can cost $10,000 or more to recover data from a single laptop or server. Mosey Pro's secret is that it's unbelievably easy to use and affordable for organizations of all sizes. Companies like GE, Starwood Hotels, and Accenture use Mosey Pro to back up their data. Mosey Pro also backs up educational institutions like Stanford University and the Yale School of Management. Mosey Pro is not only easy to set up and use and saves you time, but costs up to 80% less than other solutions, giving you peace of mind and eliminating the hassle of backing up your data. Give our friends at Mosey a call. They've been doing this a long time and run the most secure, most trusted online backup service. Right now, you can save 15% by using promo code PODCAST15. Call 877-669-9776. Again, that's 877-669-9776. Or visit moseypro.com today. How can small businesses conduct a public relations campaign on a small or non-existent budget?
Yeah, Eric, that's a good question. I get asked that a lot. You know, these days, there's no, you know, especially for small businesses, you know, 10 employees or under, you know, what I always recommend is, you know, switch off, you know, if you have, you know, 5, 3, you know, 7 employees, switch off every week. Have one person a week, spend an hour on tweeting and blogging. You know, free, once again, we're talking about free WordPress blog or tweeting, updating a Facebook page, researching some local reporters. You know, even spend an hour, hour and a half each day doing that. If anything is relevant, you know, throw them an email, whether it be local reporter or you know, or announcement. Very basic things that you don't, I mean, like I said, you know, PR is basically, it's free, you know, so that's what's great about it. You know, it's third-party endorsement. So, you know, spending an hour, hour and a half every day just looking over, you know, you don't need fancy software programs like Cision or Media Audit. You know, you could use, you know, just Google some, you know, get a find some local reporters. Every community has local-based reporters, community-based publications. You know, really just spend, you know, like I said, just spend some time, you know, doing some basic 101 things. Like I said, like having a list, making sure, you know, you send out monthly newsletters. It could be, you know, even a page is fine. And especially a page is actually even better these days because of our, you know, our ADD time span we have now with everything going on. You know, and like I said, and in those newsletters, make sure the messaging is concurrent with what you're tweeting, what you're pitching to media, and make sure the messaging is all, you know, succinct and consistent. And, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of money or a lot of time doing PR if it's on a, you know, if you have a small business. And I wouldn't even recommend spending a lot of time doing that if you have, you know, if you have an hour and a half every day. And also, you know, what you could do is you switch employees to do it each week, and it really, you know, it's also kind of a good group and chemistry building thing. And PR's fun, and people, you know, will be fun brainstorming ideas and, you know, allocate an hour of a weekly meeting to allocate some PR brainstorming ideas. And it's a great team builder, too.
Today we are joined by Jonathan Abramson of Blue Tone Marketing and Public Relations here on Enterprise Radio. Why is public relations more effective than paid advertising at influencing consumers?
Like I mentioned before, Eric, you know, PR, especially these days, you know, with, you know, the mention of TiVo and especially in broadcast ads, especially, you know, you're just not getting the influence you used to get. You're not getting that target audience you used to get. And the great thing about PR is it is third-party endorsement. And you know, and you can really control your message. Like I said, if you you know, if you basically have control of your own destiny, especially on the social media and blogging, not so much if you're just pitching a reporter, but, you know, an ad, you know, you're paying for an ad, someone sees it, you know, that's great. It could be a catchy ad. They might get an instinct to call or go on your website. But, you know, with PR, if it's a third-party endorsement, it's really, you know, more beneficial. And I'll give you kind of the old cliche, you know, imagine a guy at a bar is yelling into a woman's face, "Date me. You know, I'm an awesome guy." That's basically, you know, advertising. Now imagine a guy at a bar going around to women saying, "See my friend over there? He's a great guy. Make a really great day." You know, that's PR. You know, so you're getting endorsement. It's usually more effective. A lot of PR people and a lot of industry, you know, especially PR agencies say that, you know, PR, you're getting a 3-to-1 over advertising. I mean, I don't know if that's true. You know, there's measurement tools. Nothing's really been proven. And, you know, it's kind of a case-by-case basis. But like I said, PR is really, you're getting a testimonial, basically, and you're building your own brand. And it's really, I think it's, you know, and if you go on my website at bluetonemarketing.com, I put up some recent case studies. You can kind of see how that works and how PR can really create a buzz and you know, take a product from being stale to really over the top and fun. And you know, like I said, it's you're creating your own story and you're creating your own messaging. So it's a great tool for influencing consumers over, I would say, over paid advertising.
What are steps to take if I ever come across a crisis situation? What are some tips of handling something like that?
Yeah, and that's a great question. You know, there's a couple tips that especially small businesses can take. The most crucial step, I would say, is try to minimize the lag time between the first signs of trouble and the appropriate response. Meaning, you know, the sooner you present the facts, the sooner the rumors disappear. And as I, you know, as we go back to earlier in the interview, you know, with the news cycle being 24/7, you know, people forget, you know, we could, even in the election process, we see a few things. We saw, you know, the Herman Cain thing, and that kind of came and went. Then we saw, you know, the Rick Perry blunder that came and went. You know, people, you know, now with the way, you know, our news cycles are, people forget. So if you're up in front and honest with them and you kind of, you know, as the situation comes up, you kneel the head in the first, you know, hour or two or three when it comes up. You know, I wouldn't wait, you know, if a crisis situation comes in the morning, I wouldn't wait a full, you know, news cycle. I try to get it handled, you know, within 24 hours, definitely. Another thing I would do is, and I tell people this all the time, is avoid, you know, if a reporter calls you and wants to kind of, you know, fishing for information, you know, don't do the whole, you know, no comment thing, because that usually makes them fish for more. You know, if you don't know an answer, say you'll find out, you'll get back to them later. I mean, even that's better than no comment. The third one is, you know, and I actually do this, and I tell people when they're writing a marketing and PR plan, you know, to put this in there, but think about a crisis drill. You know, almost the same way you would a fire drill. You know, have a plan in place, communicate it with staff. You know, like I said, if you're doing a weekly meeting, communicate on the meeting, or whether it be biweekly, and then practice it. You know, practice, silly as it sounds, practice the crisis drill. Let's say you're in a home care industry or medical device industry where there's usually, you know, the lawsuits tend to be more and it's a little bit more proactive as far as that. And, you know, practice drills. You know, what if this happens? How would the messaging be? Who's the first contact? What's our three messages we're going to get out? At what time span are we going to get them out? You know, so it's almost, you know, in a way, it's almost like a fire drill. It's a crisis drill. And then, like I said, always, you know, avoid no comment and minimize the lag time. And it should work out. You know, establish another good thing. It would be, you know, if you are a small business, you know, try to establish a couple key contacts in the media. You know, really try to build some kind of relationship with them. So if anything happens, you could go to them first. You know, once again, you know, you're being proactive. You're not waiting for calls to come in. You could go to them first, explain the situation in a calm manner, making sure your messaging is on point and you're being honest. You're not trying to hide anything. And just be upfront with them. And that usually works out, you know, to be beneficial. I've had a couple of my clients over the years have been, you know, in the treatment industry and, you know, and the lawsuits happened there and we've had some crisis situations. And it usually, you know, we've had good success just kind of, you know, like I said, you know, we were honest. We go to the media first. you have a couple key messages. We have one person delivering the message, so messaging's not being cluttered, and it usually works out for us. So those are a couple good points that, you know, as far as crisis situations, of course, you know, no one wants to ever be a crisis situation. So, and like I said, if you're a bigger company, it would be advisable to touch base with a reputation management firm or a PR firm, you know, that handles, you know, crisis communications and work with them. But like, you know, but if you don't have that budget, definitely if you're a startup or small business, you definitely need to take some steps to do it in-house.
It's all good, good information. He is Jonathan Abramson of Blue Tone Marketing and Public Relations here on Enterprise Radio, and the website is bluetonemarketing.com. Thanks so much for joining us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business, protecting the data that powers your business. We thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
Leadership, Eric, and you know this, I've heard you talk about this, it's about influence. It's about our ability, and that's the bottom line of leadership, it's about our ability to make a contribution in somebody's life. To do something without any expectation of return, where we really, from a grateful heart, a sincere heart, try to move people in a direction that best suits them.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.